Hello, everyone. Thank you for stopping by 5 Minute Gabs. My name is Tom Lacey. I'm your host. 5 Minute Gabs is one topic, one opinion, 5 minutes. Consider it your bite-sized podcast. Some topics will be serious and some are silly. Today's topic is about the holidays. Now, I want to share a little short story here. There was a time in my life after I was divorced for about a 3-year span. I lived in upstate New York, and I didn't have any family nearby. So my birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, for about 3 years, was just like any other day. This was before Facebook and social media, where they get to know all your birthdays and stuff like that. It was just another ordinary day. I was a manager at McDonald's. Did maintenance work there too, but I work with a lot of teenagers, you know, again, fast food stuff. And during that time, it was always really weird because, again, I got used to spending holidays by myself, but you'd hear the teenagers and the young adults, I got to go spend Christmas or Thanksgiving with parents or grandparents, or I hate this and this, you know. And now, I know right now we're not in that time of season, but again, there are different holidays and as things are coming along. And again, during this pandemic time, you know, the idea of getting together with anyone sounds fun. But here's a thought. What would you rather have? Spend your birthday and holidays alone, by yourself, or spend your birthday and holidays with people you don't want to spend it with? Now, obviously, the real answer is you want to spend it with friends and family that you like. But that's not an option. Of course, that's what you'd want. But what if you had to choose, again, the would you rather, again, this isn't a gross one, but if you had to spend holidays and your birthday, the day of your birth, by yourself, or stuck with that family members that you really don't like. I don't have any of those, but I'm just saying, or you don't really want to hang out with them, or you don't really know them, or spending the holidays doing what you don't want to do. Now, again, I faced that. I had teenagers complaining. And again, those are teenagers. That's a specific age group there. But again, you know, the media, it's talked about a lot. And again, for those of you who have families that you love and adore and you're able to spend time with, even if it's extra time during the spring, summer of 2020. Sometimes you don't want to spend time with family, or not all family, or you want to go spend it with certain people. And I like you, but I want to hang out with this person, or you can't do what you want on the holidays. And again, we're facing that now. I mean, imagine if this pandemic hit in the fall. I mean, somehow hitting in the spring and summer, and we miss Easter and church, even though that's still important. But imagine if all of a sudden they canceled Thanksgiving and Christmas. But again, what would you, if you had to choose? No people. Again, no social media. No one says happy birthday to you because no one knows. There is no Thanksgiving turkey. There's no Christmas gifts. There's no Christmas tree. It's Christmas all around, but you don't have it. I didn't. 3 straight years. And still there are times. I have a love-hate relationship sometimes with the holidays. I want it, but I don't get it. And I work in a job in healthcare. Sometimes you work every other holiday. You work on your birthday. Oh, you could take it off, but then there's nothing there. But again, if you had to choose, spend special moments alone or spend it with people maybe at work or whatever that you don't want to hang out with. What would you do? How would you feel? It was a little numbing for me. Again, this is many years ago. You just kind of got used to it. And again, for me, New Year's Eve didn't really mean anything anyway. But again, I'd be curious to know. You can check out 5 Minute Gabs on my Facebook page through Anchor. It's on Spotify and wherever you hear your podcasts. Until then, I am Tom Lacey. Thank you for listening to 5 Minute Gabs. God bless, and we will talk again soon.